So we have this prophecy from Isaiah, and the one who is speaking, obviously, is the Lord our God. He says, "All of you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk." Not sure how wine and milk go together, but that's what the prophecy says. And obviously, it had to be God speaking, because how could you invite everybody to come and drink and come and eat, providing for them without even them having to pay for anything? And this, he doesn't have a limit on those. He just says, all of you who are thirsty, all of you who are hungry. So it must be God, because who else can provide like that? We're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of things to give to people, but not God. And when you look at the history of the Israelite people, and you see that in the desert, when they were wandering around for those 40 years, remember how they didn't have food to eat. So what did God do? He sent them manna from heaven. Everybody had enough to eat. And when they got thirsty, what did he do? He struck the rock, and from the rock flowed out water to give them all something to drink. So we already see God acting in the wilderness with the Israelite people. You know, sometimes here at Mass, we probably have 800 people. That's a lot of people. And yet, when you think about how many people there were that day with our Lord out in the wilderness, there were probably, well, he says 5,000 men. That didn't count the women and children, so maybe another 5,000 more. So we're talking probably 10,000 people are out there in the wilderness. No Costco's, no Walmart, out there where they can't get any food or anything to drink. So what does our Lord have to give to them? 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish among 10,000 people. But that's what happened that day. The whole scene in Isaiah, where God speaks, you get the impression that our God is definitely concerned about us, and he's certainly a generous God. Generosity flows from his great heart. Isaiah says, he doesn't say some of you come and eat. He says all of you, all of you. There's enough for everybody. Even as we examine these readings about the generosity of God, we have to realize there's a deeper significance to the message that God is giving to us today. God says in the prophecy Isaiah that those who are freely invited to eat and drink are going to have rich fare. Rich fare, what does that mean? Certainly, it must not just be ordinary food and drink. It must somehow be rich fare. Really good food. Really good thing to drink. Of course, our God is not only concerned about our physical welfare, but even more so with our spiritual. And that's where this idea of rich food comes in. In the multiplication of the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he feeds the people, but this is only a sign. It's a sign that points to the day when Jesus will provide rich food, wonderful food, incredible food, food that you could never imagine him giving us. And what is that food? It's heavenly. It's divine. It's God himself. So nothing can even remotely compare to the food that God wants to give to us. And it's free. It's not just something physical. It's spiritual. It's the body and blood soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What food on earth can even possibly compare to that? You know, when I was back in my parish and I was trying to teach the kids First Holy Communion what communion is, I thought of this idea that when we go to eat our meals, we generally sit down. I said to these little kids, but in this meal that we share in, we actually kneel down. Can you imagine kneeling at the at your lunch table and eating your lunch kneeling down? I don't think so. But this is special food. This is food like we can't get anywhere else. So we kneel down because we realize we're getting food that comes from God Himself. Rich, rich food. That is God Himself. So Isaiah's prophecy, and in the multiplication of the bread and fish, we're really talking about the mystery of God's grace. Grace freely given for those who are thirsty for it, those who hunger for God, who want to know God, who want to love God, this God of abundant goodness, this God of kindness. He gives Himself as food and drink. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? This is what God asks through the mouth of His prophet Isaiah. In other words, why be concerned about just earthly things when you can have God's grace and God's goodness for free? Earthly things, as we know, they fail to satisfy our human heart. Only heavenly things can make us happy. That's how we're created. And that's why God Himself provides for our hunger and our thirst, because only He can satisfy us.